Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Mennonite School faculty Juanita Benedict about the creative summer camps she's instructing this summer.
For the summer camps, is this the first year that you are instructing these? Has this been an ongoing thing?
Well, this is the first year for me. I taught science at IMS last year, the school year they just completed, and during the year, Candy Schmieder, one of our staff members, sent out an email to everyone saying that she was hoping that some of the staff would be interested in some other camps. So I thought it sounded like a lot of fun. So I came up with a whole list of ideas, and then I weeded it down to three, and I chose three different types of camps and three different age groups to see what people were interested in and what they might like to do and things I thought would be fun.
Seems as though these camps, the creative camps that you are instructing, this is the first year for these sorts of camps besides the drama and the sports and arts
right ones.
Right.
They've done sports for a number of years, and drama, I don't know how many years. I think this is the second year for the art camp. But yeah, this will be the first year for these, and we'll see how they go.
Tell me about the mystery camp. What exactly is going to be happening in that one?
Well, that is for students who just finished fourth or fifth grade, that age group. We're going to play detective. We'll do things like collecting and analyzing fingerprints, hair and fiber identification. We'll use decoding to find out clues. We might look at some things that sketch artists do and include maps and historical clues. There'll probably be a different mystery every day that we solve, and we'll just use a whole bunch of variety of things.
This camp sounds perfect for those who are aspiring detectives or who really like that sort of line of work.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I loved Nancy Drew. I loved Encyclopedia Brown books and Hardy Boys and all those books. So I'm thinking that kids are interested in those things, and even just interested in science or history will find something they'll like at this camp.
About the Toy Maker camp, what will you be doing with the kids for that?
Well, I have a whole list of ideas, and I'm sure we won't have time to do them all, but it will be making toys and games that kids can make themselves, from recycled things, from cardboard, just using tape and scissors and glue. It will be things that move. I have a pattern for marionette puppets, so I'm hoping we can do hands-on, make-it-yourself projects, things that don't require a charge cord or batteries or, you know, plugging into electronics, just kind of things that kids used to do and that I think kids really still enjoy doing.
And about the barbecue cooking, what kinds of things do you think you'll be whipping up for that?
Well, that camp is for older students, about 7th and 8th grade age. The first day, we're going to talk a lot about grill safety. This will be about, we'll be using charcoal grills. So we'll talk about grill safety and first aid and food safety, how to handle raw meats and stuff safely so that you don't make people sick. And we'll make hot dogs and hamburgers. The second day, we'll talk about recipes for marinades and sauces and how to use those. And we'll grill some chicken and pork chops. Wednesday, we'll do different vegetables that you can do on a grill, shish kebabs, how to do those on a grill, and how to grill bread for things like garlic bread. Thursday, we'll different breakfast recipes you can do on a barbecue grill. For example, if you're camping or you just want to cook outside in the summer, you can even do breakfast on a grill. And we'll also do some dessert things you can do on a grill. And then Friday, we'll make the whole meal together. So we'll make some of everything. And the families of the students, or the campers, excuse me, are invited to join us for lunch, as long as they register ahead on Monday and let us know how many are coming. And there'll be an extra $5 per person to cover the cost of the food for the Friday lunch. And we'll just cook the lunch and have it together.
Well, it seems, I feel like that camp is going to be really useful for 7th and 8th graders. I wish I had a lesson, a proper lesson on grilling at any age, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I think it'll be something that, you know, that age group, they can start to take responsibility for their own and to help out. You know, and cooking is one of those things that kids can learn to do and help their family with.
And what are you looking forward to from doing these creative camps?
I'm looking forward to just doing things that I enjoy and sharing them with kids. When you teach, you have to meet the guidelines and you have to stick with a school schedule, and sometimes you just don't get to do all the fun things. You just don't have the time in the day to spend on one thing. And so I'm looking forward to doing some of these things that, you know, we'll have two and a half, 3 hours, depending on the camp, where we can spend really getting into some of these things that during the school day you just don't have time for because you're interrupted by all the other things that happen in the schedule.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Iowa Mennonite School faculty member Juanita Benedict. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.